Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including Trump's AI-generated Taylor Swift endorsement, Procreate's stand against AI tools, Fortune 500 companies flagging AI risks, and an AI chatbot running for mayor. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving into a digital inferno of AI developments that are setting the tech world ablaze. From political shenanigans to artistic integrity, we've got a scorching lineup that'll make your circuit sizzle. Let's kick things off with a tale that's more twisted than a pretzel in a tornado. Former President Donald Trump's campaign has taken a leap into the AI-generated abyss, creating fake images of Taylor Swift endorsing Trump. Now, I know what you're thinking. Joe, isn't that just standard political nonsense? Well, buckle up, because this is where things get interesting. These AI-generated images showed Swift dressed as Uncle Sam, pointing at viewers like she wants them to join the Trump army. There were even throngs of young women wearing Swifties for Trump t-shirts. It's like we've entered a parallel universe where pop stars and politics collide in a spectacular AI-fueled explosion. Here's the kicker. Swift has previously endorsed Joe Biden. So this AI-generated endorsement is about as authentic as a $3 bill. While some are calling it satire, others see it as a blatant attempt to mislead Swift's massive fan base. Now, I've got to say, this incident is a stark reminder of how AI can be wielded as a double-edged sword in our digital age. We're heading toward a world where reality will be harder and harder to recognize. The people most at risk are those already susceptible to scams today. We need to be incredibly careful when consuming content, always questioning what's real and what could be fabricated. It's frighteningly easy to scroll, consume, and accept something as truth all in a single second. This AI-powered political trickery could have a significant impact on voter trust and decision-making in future elections. As the line between reality and AI-generated content blurs, we might see a rise in voter skepticism or, worse, increased susceptibility to misinformation. It's crucial that we develop better tools and education to help people distinguish between authentic and AI-generated content. Moving on to our next story, let's shift gears to a company that's saying thanks but no thanks to AI. Procreate, the popular illustration app for iPads, has decided to keep AI out of its digital paint box. Procreate's CEO, James Kuda, is standing firm in his belief that AI tools could harm artists and their livelihoods. Personally, I think this is a slippery slope for Procreate. Initially, the anti-AI crowd will appreciate this stance, and it might build loyalty among their current customers. However, in the long run, I think this could be a foolish position to take. Let's not forget, Procreate itself is a digital tool that didn't exist 15 to 20 years ago. People had similar stances against digital art in the past, and look how that turned out. Heck, there was a time when people didn't even consider photography as art. The reality is, artists will gravitate towards tools that enhance their skills and save them time. By closing the door on AI, Procreate might be shooting itself in the foot. This decision reminds me of the transition from traditional to digital photography. Many purists resisted the change, but eventually the benefits of digital became too significant to ignore. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a similar trajectory with AI in digital art tools. Now, let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture of AI in the corporate world. Hold on to your hats, folks, because the number of Fortune 500 companies flagging AI risks has skyrocketed by a mind-boggling 473%, We're talking about 281 Fortune 500 companies now seeing AI as a potential risk. The media and entertainment sectors are particularly spooked, with 91.7% of companies in these industries mentioning AI risks. Netflix and Disney are wringing their hands over how AI regulations might impact their competitive edge. Meanwhile, the software and tech sector is also on high alert, with 86.4% of companies waving red flags about AI. You know, this situation reminds me of a group of cautious cats suddenly realizing they've been chasing a robotic mouse that's getting smarter by the second. They're frantically batting at it with increasing desperation, unsure whether to pounce or flee as it zips around unpredictably. It's both hilarious and a little terrifying to watch. But what does all this mean for us mere mortals? Well, a recent study showed that consumers are about as excited about AI-labeled products as they are about getting a root canal. There's a communication gap wider than the Grand Canyon between companies and end users when it comes to AI benefits. Now, let's take a sharp left turn into the realm of political AI shenanigans. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a librarian named Victor Miller is running for mayor. But here's the twist. He's not your average candidate. He's more like a meat puppet for an AI chatbot named Vak. Miller sees himself as the meat avatar for Vak, an AI powered by ChatGPT. He believes VIC can outperform human officials by processing information faster than you can say artificial intelligence. VIC is already taking stances on local issues like opposing book bans. Now, I actually think we'll see a future where AI assists in running governments, and it might be closer than we think. This campaign in Wyoming is an interesting case study in voter sentiment and current AI capabilities. However, it does raise concerns about potential biases in AI models. To be truly effective leaders, these models would need to be trained on unbiased data sets. And let's be honest, that's easier said than done. As we wrap up today's Ember Hot AI news, let's reflect on the rapid pace of AI development, from political campaigns to Fortune 500 boardrooms. AI is making its presence felt in ways we couldn't have imagined just a few years ago. So, what's the takeaway from all this? Stay informed, stay critical, and maybe start brushing up on your AI communication skills. Here's an actionable tip. Develop a habit of critically evaluating information sources, especially online content. When consuming news, social media posts, or even product reviews, pause to consider whether the content might have been AI generated or manipulated. Look for telltale signs like unusual phrasing, lack of nuance, or missing context. By cultivating this AI skepticism, you can better protect yourself from misinformation and make more informed decisions in our AI-infused world. And here's a wild thought to leave you with. Imagine an AI-powered personality simulator that allows people to have conversations with virtual versions of deceased loved ones or historical figures. We were actually discussing this in our Firebrain AI Weekly Coffee Hour. Picture people seeking relationship advice from a simulated Abraham Lincoln or debating modern politics with a virtual clone of their great-grandmother. It's a future that's simultaneously fascinating and slightly unsettling. This has been The Daily Ember. I'm Joe, your human host, for now, reminding you to stay curious, stay informed, and stay human in this increasingly AI world. Until next time, keep your circuits cool and your processors running smooth. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's a